Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Today on the program, my guest is Harold Stewart, City Manager of Knoxville, talking about the City Council meeting this week. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning.
Good morning. Several items on the agenda last night.
Yes, we had quite a few things on there. I guess some of the important ones is we got our urban renewal report approved and certified to turn into the state so that we can submit a budget in accordance with the recent legislation. It's the second year we've done that now. We also got TIF certified to the county so that we can recapture some of those property taxes as they come in and pay in accordance with the agreements that we had with the businesses that have used those. Mm-hmm. We had anticipated doing some public hearings regarding some rezonings of some properties last night. We had some hiccups with that, so those got rescheduled for the next council meeting on December 2nd. We'll have those public hearings to rezone those properties, as well as some other steps and work needed by the council in accordance with that Section 42 housing application. And then we also we discussed a little bit the approved building and site plans for new building and expansion of the old Come and Go gas station on 314 North Lincoln Street. That permit will be issued this week, and there should be some construction activity. My understanding is there will be some work on that over the winter as they're working on that.
Sure.
We had some approval for some sewer repair work to be done. We had a line that we've known was some existing issues for a long time, but given that it's a 6-inch main, our camera was too big to get into it, so we could never quite figure out what was going on with it. And we recently had a vendor that came to demonstrate a new camera system that was small enough, and so for the demo we had them go camera that line for us and found a piece of concrete that was stuck in it, creating some issues, which explained why we could never flush that line out over the last several years. So with that and a couple other spots, council did approve to do some point repairs within the sewer in those areas. There was an alternate bid with those too for private property owners there in the areas of those repairs to be able to install clean out pipes in there while we're in there doing the construction, and that price is already set by the contractor. So if the property owners are interested and willing to do that, they can. While we've already got the street torn up and the dirt excavated and doing all that repair that they would have to do on their own if the city wasn't there doing the point repair. So we encourage private property owners that live in the vicinity of that, if they have any questions on that, they can give City Hall a call and we can work through that a little bit. We also had a proposal, an agreement between the city and Peachtree Brewery. Peachtree for some time has been asking for some relief regarding their sewer bill. Basically what they've been pointing out is that they manufacture a specific product, that a lot of their water usage goes towards the manufacturing of that product, which they ship out the door in bottles. And we're asking for some ways to have some relief on that side. So staff's looked into it. There is a quarterly report that they file to the state and the federal government regarding how much product they manufacture in a quarter. And given that they do that, we came up with a temporary solution that they pay their water sewer bill up front, but then if they provide us a copy of their quarterly report to the state and the federal government outlining how much product they produce, we would then rebate back the equivalent of what the sewage component of that would be during that time frame, with the agreement that at some point they're redeveloping Main Street through there with the sewer lines and the streets and sidewalk replacement, all those things, extension of the downtown streetscape project, some point in the future, that when the city gets to the point that we do that, that they'd be required to put in a sewer meter at that time. And then we'd get rid of the rebate system.
Sure.
So right now it was too cost prohibitive for them to put in a sewer meter. The cost of that would have been more than they would have experienced in savings over a period of time. But when we go through and do the downtown streetscape project, we have it all torn up, that'll save some significant costs and make it more cost effective for them to put in at that time.
Sure.
So council did approve that also. So that's just one way that in supporting some local business, a unique local business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final item on the agenda last night was Last year, we entered into an agreement with a company called eCivis. It was a grant-finding software. Originally, it was a three-year contract, but we wanted some time to test it out and see if it was worth our time and investment into it. And so we had them include in there a clause that after the first year, we'd have the ability to cancel that if we didn't feel it was in our best interest. So this year meets the one-year mark of that, and so we had some discussion with that, and staff did recommend to council that be canceled. There's a lot of grants and stuff out there that they find, but we regionally and geographically don't qualify to apply for a lot of them, and so we have not been able to find any grants through that software, and we do not feel that it was worth the investment to continue with that. And so we will cancel that and try to find other ways to use that money for community improvements and try to find other ways to find grants and those kinds of things. So that represented some pretty good savings. I think it was canceled probably about $18,000 to $19,000 worth of obligation over the next 2 years that we just weren't seeing the return on the investment. So that was pretty much it for the night. Pretty busy night.
Sounds like there's some opportunities for folks to get some updates done with the street repair once that comes by. So encourage folks to think about that before it gets to their property.
Yeah, those clean-out valves are important. They can be used for, obviously, if they have any problems in their own private line where it gets clogged up, it provides a way to get in there easily and quickly to get that cleaned out. And two is you're selling the property or just want to look at it to have a point where you can put in a camera easily and look at that whole line. Sure. So it comes in handy.
We had one other important item that happened last evening. We had a young officer coming to Knoxville, don't we?
We did. When Randy Puyer retired, that left a position open. And so that position has now been filled. We swore in Joel Kimston Berkren as our final officer. So we're at full staff in that arena right now. Although he's still got to go through the academy and do some training and those kinds of things before we see him out on the streets and taking a full load there. But all the positions are filled. We're at full contingent at this time, and we're excited to have him on board. And it's nice to have some of these young officers come in with some fresh perspective and some new energy. So it would be nice to have him on board.
Yeah. Well, we welcome Officer Kimston Berkren.
Yes.
To Knoxville. Okay. Is there anything else you can think of that you want to touch on?
Just invite everyone to come downtown for Living Windows on Thursday night. Should be a lot of fun. We'll have some staff down around the streetscape with some special decorations, but we'll also have some staff, so if any citizens have any questions about streetscape and those kinds of things, we'll then answer some of those questions as well. But more importantly, come down, support those businesses, have an enjoyable time. It's always a fun event every year.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest on the program today was Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart talking about the City Council meeting from this week. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.